Seebeck, owner of SavvyWriter.com, and it's Thursday, January 14th. Today I'm speaking with Trevor Sims, who is a screenwriter. Trevor has been writing screenplays for about 5 years now and will share with us his insight into screenwriting. Welcome, Trevor.
Thanks.
My first question is, how did you get started writing screenplays?
Well, I got started screenplays. I got started in the filmmaking, which is what I went to school for. I just graduated December 19th, 2009 from Western Kentucky with a TV film degree with a minor in writing. The reason I started in filmmaking happened to be because of all that Jackass stuff back when I was a kid. I was imitating Jackass when I got a camera for Christmas. I bought an editing suite, and eventually, I started editing, and one thing led to another. Next thing you know, what was just a hobby and what was kind of silly doing Jackass turned into the love for movies, and eventually, I started writing them. I realized that, to make a movie, you gotta have a script before anything.
Right. What process do you use to write screenplays?
Well, usually, I do a timeline.
Okay.
First, I do a timeline, and I used to jump right into it. But here recently, I found it was kind of a waste of time because your first draft isn't always going to be the draft. You know that Hollywood is going to like. So I usually do a treatment first, usually write about 10 pages, and I send my treatment to a script doctor named Michael Dugan, and then I jump into the actual writing.
Great. When you write your treatment, can you just write it? Do you find that you get stuck? Because I've heard some people say that now it's not necessary to have a treatment for Hollywood.
It's not necessary, but it's just an easier way of learning the story, because you might have a story. You might have a story, but not always that story, the right story. There's different ways that the story, different rounds that the story can take, and treatment is just an easier way of writing the first draft.
Right.
And it's easier to get consultation on a treatment as opposed to keep writing draft after draft. Because it's hard to make a screenplay into a movie.
Exactly.
You write a screenplay, but to write a screenplay that's fit for a movie is a whole other story.
Right, and that's a good point.
It takes multiple drafts and multiple, a lot of revisions to get that right, which I still haven't had done. I made a short screenplay, it's a short film, but I haven't made my feature length into a movie.
Okay. I have a question about software. Do you use a particular software? Like, the biggest one out there is Final Draft, and there's Movie Magic. What do you use?
Yeah, I use Final Draft. I did have Final Draft 5 that I got off a buddy, and my computer crashed.
Oh, no.
And so I couldn't use that Final Draft anymore. My registration number, because I never actually bought it, so I had to rebuy the brand new one here recently. So I'm using the brand new Final Draft.
Okay, and how do you like it?
I love it. It's everything. I mean, it's everything you need for it to write a screenplay. It puts its way.
Well, that's good, because I know a lot of people, they either use, the Final Draft or Movie Magic. Some people use Word, but
if you use Word, I feel like it's taken away from writing. You're worried about format, and it's got to be way more time-consuming than doing Word. But I've never messed with Movie Magic. I've heard that was actually an industry standard.
Right.
A few years ago, until this new Final Draft came out.
Okay, it's good to know. Question about characters. How important is it to fully develop characters, and what techniques do you use?
Well, as far as characters, I really think you just gotta develop them in your mind, and you gotta they've got to be collecting bells, or else, I mean, the dialogue isn't going to ring. And, I mean, there's always the case that, if the characters aren't fully developed, your script can still be made if it gets into the hands of the right actor. But if it's not fully developed, then it's going to be hard for the actor, as well as the story, to actually work. Yeah, I think it's really necessary to have three-dimensional characters, at least one, unless you're doing some kind of satire, which
right.
You kind of play around with some flat characters. But, I mean, there are exceptions. It depends on really what you're going for.
Absolutely. And what do you think makes a great screenplay?
Well, what makes a great screenplay is, to me, it's not only is the script good, but it's got to be a great screenplay. It's got to be able to become a movie. I mean, you can give somebody a good screenplay is one thing. A good screenplay that can be a movie is a whole other thing. So I'd say a great screenplay is one that can generate revenue, so you can produce the thing, and then you gotta go and you gotta be able to satisfy the audience, which the movie is gonna satisfy the audience, but the movie won't satisfy the audience, the story can't satisfy the audience, so.
Right, and that's true, you need that great story, which brings me to dialogue. You know, what's the key to writing great dialogue? Because if the dialogue is flat, then the story will not attract the actors.
I think I got a couple thoughts about dialogue. My first thought about dialogue is, like you said, the characters. If you've got fully developed characters, then your dialogue is going to be more developed because these characters are talking. As opposed to a writer writing dialogue, it's the character writing their own dialogue. What it comes down to. My second thought for dialogue is just to get it to a script officer. There's people who do that for you sometimes.
Okay. And what has been your experience with a script doctor? Has it been favorable? Have you learned a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I would never apply for a screenwriting school because, if I wanted to teach screenwriting, that'd be something different. I would go to school and get a PhD so I could teach it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never apply and try to go to a screenwriting school to write screenplays because I feel like I've learned most of my stuff from my script doctor.
Right, and it sounds like...
Very favorable.
It sounds like you find the right person, you know, it's almost like having a mentor.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
I had a question about your story that you mentioned in here, White Pirates. What inspired you to write that? Like, what's the story behind it?
What's going on? I missed that last time.
What's the story behind it? Like, you know, what inspired you?
Well, White Pirates, White Pirates is a modern-day pirate story. And what inspired me to write that is all the modern-day piracy going on. And, you know, the news is having a frenzy over it.
Right.
And every news story is like, wow, this is the perfect movie. This is the perfect movie. So, I wrote the first draft, which was horrible. Went to a couple seminars. Learned a lot more, wrote the second draft, and that's when I hooked up with the script doctor who charged me a generous amount of money to read it, and after he read it the first time, now he agreed that he actually got it right now. I just sent it out last week. He agreed it for free for me because
great.
To help me out because the story is so good. I can't tell you exactly.
Right.
But it's a modern day pirate story set in the Caribbean as opposed to where over on the Horn of Africa, not set in Africa.
Right.
There's actually two movies that are in the development of the financing process. One is the guy who made Click. It's about a group of guys. They quit their jobs, they steal and rob their bosses and steal their yachts. And that's a comedy that's in development. There's another one called The Sea Artist, and that is set to be directed by Ram Cohen, who did Fast and the Furious, and that is set partly in India. And I took mine is completely original. It's got no historical facts. It has nothing to do with the actual real piracy and what they're doing over in Africa.
Right.
Mine is set here in the Caribbean.
Oh. Well, that sounds great. It sounds interesting. And like you said, that's, you know, in the news right now, and it's almost a screenwriter's, you know, if they're looking for ideas, you know, they can just look to the news and what's going on in the world, you know, to get ideas. If, you know, you get stuck. And with regards to White Pirates, like, what do you think it'll take to, you know, get it in front of the producers, the directors? Like, who do you envision, you know, producing and directing this movie?
Well, I've had an agent read it who gave me the lead with Ridley Scott. They didn't want to do it, but they didn't like the last draft.
Okay.
I honestly see Ridley Scott doing it. As far as the producer, I don't really know anyone in particular who I envision. I kind of look at, I've got Woody Harrelson starring it. In my eyes, I like to contact Woody Harrelson's agent.
Wow.
And told him about it, and they wouldn't let me, they said they needed me to offer some money before he took the project. And
really?
Like an idiot, I told him I didn't have any money. I should have lied, but I'd give me $5 million for it, and Woody Harrelson would be reading it, but I didn't go that route, which I still could. They wouldn't remember me, I'm sure.
Right.
I've had Michael Rosenbaum read it. Michael Rosenbaum is, he played Lex Luthor in Smallville.
Right.
The ending was abrupt, and that was the last draft he had. The newest draft being read by the script doctor right now. I got a meeting Monday about that.
Nice.
And if all else fails, I'm a filmmaker myself, you know, very young, but I mean, I've got every single shot already in my mind set to my standards. If it comes down to it, I'm not just going to sell it. I'm not going to give the script away. I can eventually make myself the story. The story's not going to die, and I've got the copyright to it, so.
Right. And that's a good point you brought up about agents. How do you go about finding an agent? Because there's a lot of them out there.
There's a lot of them out there, and there's a lot of people out there looking for the agent. So
right.
They don't want to listen to anybody. I think that the getting an agent, you got to get somebody to get an agent for you.
Okay.
You got to meet somebody who likes your script, because they don't accept it unsolicited work. So you got to have somebody who knows an agent to pass it along to. In my case, I've got my script doctor who says he knows people. He doesn't have an agent. He's a writer himself. But honestly, you know, I had an agent, but he was from Indiana.
Okay.
And he was charging me $30 to read my script. And I found out that any agent that does that, might be worth a scam. I mean, the guy's in Indiana.
Right.
And he read it, and he was talking about it could be a made-for-TV movie or an independent feature. And they're robbing yachts. I mean, they're robbing cruise ships in my script, and there's no way that an independent company would be able to afford to produce that nowadays, especially with the economy and a business like this. And there's no way that it would be made-for-TV. It'd be rated R.
Right.
And so I kind of found out this agent's full shit. But, I mean, your answer is mine. I don't have a legit agent. So when I make I'm in Louisville right now, and when I make the move to Los Angeles, that's going to be my primary goal.
Right.
Get an agent. My plan is I'm going to try to get a script reader job and see if I can make through that.
And do you believe that's key, like, to make the move to L.A.? Because I know some people are, you know, maybe afraid to move, even though they want to be a screenwriter or a writer in general. So it sounds like you're ready to, you know, pack up and go on out there.
Yeah, I really think it's key, at least. I mean, I'm 22 years old, and like I said, I've been writing since I was 18. I'll turn 23 in February. And you know, I've had no luck. But, I mean, my script hasn't been ready either. The script, you know, it's a good script, and, you know, at the basis of it, the script's amazing, but there's little kinks that I've got to fill out before the script's really ready. So let's say if Michael Rosenbaum would have read it, and if it was the perfect, I think I would have had an agent right then.
Yeah.
But it wasn't ready yet. So, not necessarily, I don't think. I think it'd be a lot. I think it is key to get to have to pick on LA, because that's where all the people are. But, for instance, if you've got connections outside of LA, and you've got a script, it's not necessary. It's not required.
Absolutely, because I know I've been thinking about moving to LA, because that's where it is, and I've made some connections, and just, for me personally, just to be by the ocean, I mean, that's a plus, too. And my final question is, what advice can you give to aspiring screenwriters? Absolutely, and I do believe that's the key, to keep writing and to believe in yourself, because if you do not have confidence in yourself, then no one else will. So I think that's something that all writers could keep in their mind. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with our listeners about screenwriting, and I know this information will help a lot of aspiring screenwriters out there. So again, this is Rebecca Seebeck with SavvyWriter.com speaking with Trevor Sims, and I thank you, Trevor, and good luck with your film.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.